Stop and Think News Podcast begins now.
Hey everybody, it's Joe, Stop and Think News. This is going to just be a really quick podcast for tonight. I actually had quite a busy day cleaning chicken coops and all that nasty stuff. But I want to start by talking about a story which I found yesterday when I was kind of just taking a break from doing things throughout the day. I came across a story about that bridge in, I think, Baltimore. I always want to call it Boston, but it was basically just a story that says, okay, you know, what we know, you know what I mean? What we know about what's going on or what happened. And at one point in the story, we still didn't know at that time who these construction workers were. But they went ahead and they said in there, they were like, you know, and they were heroes. Many say that they are heroes because they stopped traffic. Saved lives and so on. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool or whatever, you know, interesting little tidbit that we know. We still don't know who they are, but we know they stopped traffic. Got it. Okay. And, you know, didn't think about it again. Fast forward till later in the night, and a friend of mine texts me a screenshot from an article that he found. And in the screenshot, was they figured out that fast, they figured out who these people were. So the article says in the screenshot, the victims, the six people who are presumed dead, were from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, according to Colonel Roland L. Butler, Jr., the superintendent of Maryland State Police. Two bodies were recovered and have been identified as Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes from Mexico and Dorian Renal Castillo Cabrera from Guatemala. That's four freaking names, bro. The two workers were filling potholes on the bridge and were later found trapped in a wrecked pickup, red pickup truck in about 25 feet of water, Butler says. The FBI is notifying the victims of families, Butler said. So it says they were trapped in a red vehicle. Okay. Perhaps they stopped traffic like the article I found had suggested and then ran to their vehicle to try to get off themselves and didn't make it, whatever. And the very next thing that I said to him when he sent me that is, oh, I see what they're doing here. I immediately flashed back to the article earlier in the day that said they were heroes, even though they didn't know really anything about them. And I said, well, could be, because he asked me, you know, you wonder if they're Biden's border jumpers. I'm sure they are. It's a blue city. They're probably hiring illegals over Americans. That's what Democrats do. So I said, it could be. They're supposed construction workers, and they are calling them heroes. So maybe they will use this as an example to counter all the recent reports of illegals killing USA citizens. And when I say that, I meant it. I was like, I bet that's what they'll do. Then let's be honest. In just the past month, there's been at least five separate incidents throughout the country where illegals have killed somebody. Just recently, here in Michigan, shot in the head. A woman was shot in the head being carjacked by one. We got Lake and Riley. There was a little girl raped and murdered. There was another woman killed somewhere out west. The list goes on and on and on. And let's take it back a year, and it's almost probably uncountable at this point, right? Meanwhile, you have articles like, illegals don't bring disease, they help fight it. By the same organization that brought us migrants there's an outbreak of the measles in a migrant camp in Chicago. Like, oh, okay, yep. Contradictory much? So anyway, I say all that last night, and then I get done cleaning the chicken barn, or the chicken shed, whatever you want to call it, and this pops up on my news feed. Mexico president says the Baltimore bridge collapse shows migrants do not deserve to be treated as they are, says the president says, I'm not going to read that entire name. I don't get the four name thing. I really don't. Says the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore shows that migrants go out and do risky jobs at midnight. So do Americans, and they have forever. That's how this country was built. It wasn't just built on slavery by slaves or anything. There were Irish immigrants, all kinds of immigrants that came here, built New York, built all these big cities. At all different hours of the night, climbing buildings that are, like, I would never do that. I didn't used to be scared of heights, but even when I wasn't scared of heights, I wouldn't have climbed the bones of a high rise and just stood on a little metal beam looking down like, oh, this is cool. And as a result, they do not deserve to be treated as they are certain insensitive, irresponsible politicians in the United States Now, keep in mind, Fox News and their pop-ups, keep in mind that this is the same president who just told Mexico he's not accepting any more illegals when they send them back to Mexico. But when it's in America, they don't deserve to be treated that way. When it's Mexico, they don't want them. Isn't that funny how that works? And meanwhile, as all this is going on, we have 2,000-strong migrant caravan heading for U.S. border shelters, marshaling resources to cope with expected new surge. Now, this comes after a group of a few hundred migrants attacked our border security, our reserve troops or whatever that were down there, violently. And that was less than 2,000. So they know they're getting through. I mean, that made national and worldwide headlines. So they know that they're getting through. They know if they just throw things and fight and so on. I'm sorry, but everybody that's working the border to protect us from all this, they've been neutered. I say shoot the fuckers. Like, that's me. I mean, I don't care. And I would expect the same would happen to me if I entered another country illegally. I'm just saying. I can't go to Mexico illegally. I can't just leave my ID here at home, cross the border, and live happily ever after in Mexico. I get caught, I'm in trouble. That's the bottom line. I mean, why are we pretending as though that's not the case? And this is the southern border. The northern border is not secure either. Parts of Maine and New York and stuff, they're getting flooded from up there. There's people crossing both ways there. But we don't ever talk about the northern border. That sucker's wide open. There's not any, I don't even think there's a fence. Maybe a fence. But we sure aren't focused on it as much. And it's not Canadians crossing that border, by the way. These people are coming in from both sides of us. Because both countries on either side are top and bottom. They have laxed illegal immigration because they know none of them, for the most part, are going to their countries. They're heading here. So they are the gateways to this country for illegals. And they're happy to do it because, you know, the whole point is to get America to fall. Once America falls, everything else falls. Look at all the money we send everybody. You know, Israel constantly with their hands out. Ukraine constantly with their hand out. Where do you come help us? Why don't you send some of your troops to come protect our borders? We built yours. We built your missile defense system. Can you come send some Israeli soldiers who like to shoot Palestinian children in the head? Send them here. Let's have them help us. We just sent, what was it, Jordan, a bunch of money for their border protection. I just can't anymore, y'all. And then this from 2 days ago, Michigan offers $500 a month for newcomers. I told you about this. And they've literally created a website right here. The Newcomer Rental Subsidy Program provides refugees and other newcomer population, you know, because we're calling them refugees and newcomers instead of illegals. Population eligible households with rental assistance up to $500 per month for up to 12 months with eligibility based immigration status and household income. Here's a great thought. Isn't there a TikToker? It's an illegal who just explained to all of these illegals, the newcomers, how to hijack somebody's house. Why don't we just have them move in here? Maybe start getting mail. Have you ever looked into that? Have you ever looked into what it takes to be considered as part of somebody that lives in a household, you really just, in most states, and I think even including in Michigan, you really just have to have mail delivered. One letter is all it takes, and that house, they live there now. You are asked, you'll go out, you'll go to the theater with your kids or something while these people are home just living off of a whopping $500, which is, you know, probably about half of what somebody on minimum wage part-time makes. And you're paying for that on minimum wage part-time, by the way. You're helping fund this $500 because the state of Michigan has no money of its own. It all comes from us, the taxpayer. So anyway, you leave, you go to the theater, and you come home and your doors are locked. Your key doesn't work. Your locks have been changed. You don't live there anymore. They get mail there. You just watched a woman get arrested for trying to get squatters out of her own home that her parents owned that she was trying to sell. This is the worst idea, but that's what the left gives us all the time. They constantly give us the worst ideas that you could possibly have. The worst takes on everything, the worst ideas for everything. They're awful. Nothing that they do or say makes sense. I think the thing that made the most sense was legalized cannabis. I grow it legally. I've gone to dispensaries or whatever a handful of times, and mostly over the past year, just to try to find new strains to grow for this year. Some are better than others, whatever. I don't care. I grow my own. So that's a good way to gauge, you know, is that something I'd want to spend money on seeds for or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard to decide what you're going to want, what's going to work for your back pain, for example, for me, and other pain and so on. You know, I don't mess with sativas. I don't like that. I like the indica, the pain killing. So it's really hard to gauge from a picture or a package if that's going to do anything. So, you know, you go buy a little small sample from the dispensary. It works for you. It doesn't, you know. But anyway, that's probably the only idea that they've had that made any sense. And even then, it's taxed here, and it goes into a general fund, or at least it used to. I don't know where it goes now for recreational, but when it was medical, it went into a general fund for these pigs to just blow through however they saw fit. Didn't really help us. Our roads got worse. So keep all that in mind. When people tell you that, you know, like Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and CNN talking heads and these liberals on Twitter, when they tell you that the replacement theory is false, they're lying to you. Rolling Stones just let out an article that said that Biden's building an infrastructure, a massive infrastructure to prevent Trump from taking office again. How's he doing that exactly? That sounds like election meddling. Now, mind you, Rolling Stone's the one that admitted that they cheated in the 2020 election by saying that they did election enhancement to prevent Trump from winning. And liberals cheered for that, and everybody else knew exactly what they were talking about and just was like, oh, okay, cool. We posted it to our walls and we bitched. Oh, look, they admitted to it as they're telling us that it didn't happen. You know, they're replacing us with new voters that they already in some spots allow to vote in local elections. They'd like nothing more than to expand it to federal elections. But what they are doing, which I told you the other day, is it makes for their districts to expand. They count the illegals as like a half a person, basically. They're not technically a citizen, but they're a body in that district. Therefore, that district's got more bodies in it, which means it needs one or two more Democrats in charge of that district. Or maybe that district needs to be broken up, and then that needs to be a couple more people installed there. So that's the big picture. And then the even bigger picture is eventually, yes, I think they would like them to vote. I don't think that they're going to pull that off before 2024, though. However, they may use them illegally to do so. I just don't think that we're going to see that voted in. I don't know. I guess anything's possible this year. So there you have it. That was my quick little podcast for today. I just wanted to bring some of those things to your attention. The last thing I thought I should point out is if you live in Tennessee, look out. Tennessee now is apparently the next place on the Biden DHS list to dump illegals. So if you live in Tennessee, get ready, I guess. You're going to be flooded soon. Just like a lot of the blue cities in Michigan have been. And they don't stay in the cities. They spread out from there. And they'll spread out even further come summer when all these farms open up and they have, you know, stuff to pick and stuff. I mean, I would love nothing more to have help on mine rather than it just be me. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to hire an illegal either. You know what I mean? That's not going to happen. I'll do it myself. So anyway, guys, that's really all I got for you for today. Check out Stop and Think News. I did publish two articles, semi-articles. One was kind of short, and it was about the president of Mexico. Pretty much said what I said. The other one is a post where I feature a video from Professor Nez. I've featured him before. He does a really good job of covering the Fannie Willis nonsense and some of these other trials. And he live streamed the trial or the hearing from today with Trump's attorney's new motions about free speech and so on. It was actually a pretty good watch. Go ahead and give it a look. StopandThinkNews.com. Scroll down to the news desk. It'll be right there, as will this podcast. Anyway, guys, until next time, be safe, be prepared. Just don't be a jerk about it, and I'll talk to you very, very soon.